From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on radio daily news and weather report for Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, Republican newcomer Rick Paulino ousted Democratic Village Board member Joseph Kozlowski in the Catskill Village elections Tuesday, March 18th. Paulino will serve a three-year term. Kozlowski, who is in the second year of a three-year term as a Greene County legislator, was seeking his fourth term on the village board. Village Justice Maria LaRosa, a Republican, was elected to a second two-year term without opposition. In Hunter, voters re-elected Mayor William Maley over write-in candidate Michael Tancredi, a village board member. Maley has been mayor for 9 years and previously was a village board member for 9 years. Three village board members were re-elected to two-year terms without opposition, while the village justice also won without a challenge. In Tannersville, two village board members were re-elected to two-year terms without opposition. Republican Lee McGonigal won a third term. Democrat Brian Walsh won a second term. In Athens, Republican Peter Alberti and incumbent Gail Lasher were elected to two-year terms on the village board. In Coxsackie, incumbent Diane Ringwald and newcomer Daniel Helen were elected to the village board in an uncontested race. In Philmont, incumbent Barbara Sagel and Brian Johnson were elected to two-year terms on the village's board of trustees. In the uncontested Chatham race, village trustees Adrian Morrell and Lenore Packett were re-elected. Claire Hughes is reporting at Capital Confidential. The State Health Department is reporting enrollment in the state's health insurance exchange, New York State of Health, surpassed 666,000 people as of Tuesday, March 18th. Nearly 1 million people have completed applications through the website, signaling their intent to shop for plans. Enrollees are about evenly split as to whether they qualified for coverage through the government-sponsored Medicaid program or enrolled in private health plans. Open enrollment through New York State of Health ends March 31st. After that date, only people eligible for government programs such as Medicaid and Child Health Plus, or who undergo a big life change, marriage, divorce, birth of a child, or loss of a job, will be able to sign up through New York State of Health for coverage beginning before 2015. The website is the only place where an individual who makes up to $46,000 a year can get financial assistance to buy insurance. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Taking a look at the weather forecast, today there will be increasing clouds and a high near 42. Tonight there will be rain with a low around 32. The chance of precipitation is 80%, and the new precipitation amounts between a quarter and half of an inch are possible. Thursday, rain is likely mainly before 9 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44. And Friday night, a chance of snow after 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 29. And Saturday, there's a chance of snow before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 9 a.m. and noon, then a chance of rain afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 49, and Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 6:58 a.m., and sunset today will be at 7:07 p.m., with the length of the day being 12 hours and 8 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.